AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 17 people known dead now in the vicious rainstorms in the Carolinas. Almost all of the dead in South Carolina. Tens of thousands of residents of the capital city of Columbia still don't have any drinking water, though the power grid is returning to normal. Rodenko Pavlich owns a dance studio there.
You're in shock, and you think it was a dream, and you're going to wake up and it's going to be a dream. I think reality really kicked in today. I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say.
If you own a Volkswagen, here's the information you've been waiting for. In January, the company plans to begin recalling vehicles with emissions cheating software. VW plans to have all of them fixed by the end of next year, it says. Meanwhile, so many Americans are baffled by the new safety technology in their new cars. Safety experts say they're turning much of it off. Here's our Shelley Adler.
The blind spot monitors are meant to keep drivers safe, but many car owners disable the safety warnings because they don't know how they work. Deborah Hirschman is the president of the National Safety Council.
That is really a challenge because these technologies are designed to make them safer drivers.
However, AAA safety expert Peter Kissinger says drivers should not rely too much on the safety tools.
These new innovative technologies are no substitute for an attentive driver that's fully engaged in the driving task at hand.
To find out safety features in your car, there's a website, mycardoeswhat.org. Shelley Adler, Washington.
We've discovered that criminal organizations overseas have a thriving black market business in nuclear materials. Wiretapped conversations have repeatedly uncovered plots targeting the United States, according to officials in Eastern Europe. And just into us, two Americans and an Englishman have just won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for DNA research. This is AP Radio News. While there's no evidence that an employee of the fantasy sports betting site DraftKings used insider information to win a contest on a rival site, FanDuel, it's got people concerned over the unregulated industry. Julie Walker's in New York.
The backlash from the incident forced DraftKings and FanDuel, where players assemble and bet on fantasy teams of real athletes, to defend their businesses. But associate law professor Mark Edelman says they need regulation.
With it being an industry where companies are valued at over $1 billion, it's imperative that DraftKings, as well as others, begin to spend more money on complying with legal risk, understanding legal risk, and putting in place institutional controls.
Meanwhile, ESPN is now cutting sponsored DraftKings elements from within its shows. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas is $2.30 a gallon this morning, down 10 cents from just a month ago, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.